This one, I think about it coming out of the holidays, because this was written in the wee hours of a Christmas morning in the late 80s. I was doing that some assembly required stuff that dads will be doing sometimes in the wee hours of Christmas morning. And turns out I needed some D batteries that I had not been aware of. And had to go on somewhat of a scavenger hunt, 2 in the morning, North Alabama. I don't recommend it. But there was a Zippy Mart open, and I got my batteries, and I got back to the house, and I got everything put together, got the bells ringing and the whistles whistling and the lights flashing like they were supposed to, and I had about 90 minutes before the sun came up. And I wasn't really that sleepy. And I decided to do something that I got the term from Mr. Buffett. I decided to shoot on through. When we stay up late to a certain point, sometimes we just decide to shoot on through. I wasn't that sleepy. So it was only about another 90 minutes before the McAnally daughters were gonna wake up and check out under the tree, see what Santa Claus left, and I wanted to be there for that. And I just grabbed a guitar and went and sat out on the porch, and it was a nice evening, and started thinking about family. Mine back in Mississippi and how much it means to me still. And my daughters going forward, wherever they go into the world, and how much that means to me too. And I had a really nice clear picture of family, and I just wrote this song very simply. It took about 15 minutes to write this song, so it felt really nice. So I was smiling when everybody woke up that morning. And I recorded this song, put it on one of my unintentional collector's item CDs. And it sat there for about 21 years. I don't want to say like fine wine, I mean it just sat there for 21 years. I never quit liking it though. I got a telephone call from my buddy Kenny Chesney. I'm told you're not supposed to drop names, but I've already commenced doing it with Waylon, so, and Jimmy, so I'm tickled. Kenny says, "Mac, yes sir, what are you doing tomorrow?" And I said, "Nothing, because I'm honest like that." He said, "Can you come to the studio?" And I said, "I would love to. What are we gonna do?" He said, "Well, we're gonna cut one of your songs, and I don't care which one." That's pretty cool. I've been writing songs a long time, so long they stuck me in the Songwriters Hall of Fame there in Nashville. Just more bragging, I'm sorry. But in all of those years of songwriting, nobody ever said that to me. That's pretty cool. So I hung up the phone from Kenny, and I started feeling pretty good about myself. You know, I was like, maybe I'm a bigger deal than I thought I was. Nope. It was a nice thought for a second, though. I stood all the way up to my full driver's license height, which hurts my back at this age, and got up the next day and went over to the studio thinking this is going to be a pretty big deal. You know, Kenny's going to cut one of my songs. He doesn't care which one. I think probably there's going to be a huge band there, maybe a camera crew. You know what runs through your head when you're out of your mind. And I got to the studio and walked in, and there was nobody there except Kenny and his engineer and him. Sitting on a wooden box just like he is right now. And I gotta tell you, there's never been a time I'm disappointed to see this guy on a wooden box, because we got to do a lot of great work together. But this one time, I was probably hoping for a little bit more. Sorry about that, Eric. But I go in the studio anyway, and Kenny says, "What do you want to sing, Mac? I know a whole bunch of your songs." I said, "It doesn't matter to me, Kenny. I know a whole bunch of my songs too." He said, "Well, I don't have any kids of my own yet, but if and when I do, I would love to tell my children what you said to your children in that song, Down the Road. Why don't we do that? Yeah. You take the second verse, and we'll make it a duet." And that was that. That's a music business meeting. And we played through 3 times. 2 guys on the guitar. I sang the second verse. Eric on his wooden box. sang harmony with each other, and maybe 45 minutes later, I'm backing out of the studio parking lot thinking, that sounded pretty good. I think if it didn't have me on it, it might be a hit, you know. Turns out I underestimated Kenny. He's big enough that he drug me all the way up the charts like an ankle weight or something, you know. For which I'm grateful. And we had a number one record, and we got a Grammy nomination, and we got to sing it at Lambeau Field and all of these great NFL stadiums. In the context of all of those blessings, every one of which I'm grateful for, my favorite thing about this song is still what I felt like right before the sun came up Christmas morning of 1987, knowing I had a pretty good picture of how much the family matters, and this is Down the Road.